All right. So I love social media, and I love that you're all here to find out what we can learn about social media, how we can elevate social media. Because you are so good at praying, you didn't need to go to the prayer workshop. So congratulations on that. First of all, I want to get a sense of the room here. There's going to be three options. One, that you use it regularly. One, occasionally. And one, that you have an account. So first, let's do Twitter. Stand up if you use it regularly. You use Twitter regularly. Okay, stay standing and stand up if you use it occasionally, either to check or to post. And now stay standing and stand up if you have a Twitter account. Okay, interesting. Everybody have a seat, sit down. Next one is gonna be Facebook. Stand up if you use Facebook regularly. Stand up if you use Facebook occasionally. Stay standing. Stand up if you have a Facebook account. Okay, good. Have a seat. Instagram. Stand up if you use Instagram regularly. Okay. Stand up if you use it occasionally or regularly. Stay standing. Stand up if you have an Instagram account. Okay, interesting. Okay, have a seat. Snapchat, stand up if you use it regularly. Okay. Stand up if you use it occasionally. And stay standing, but stand up if you have a Snapchat account, at least. All right, great. Everybody have a seat. That's really interesting. One more. Stand up if you use YouTube regularly. You're on YouTube. Okay, good, good, good. Have a seat. Have a seat. So I can't really imagine a time without YouTube, even though I lived in that time. I mean, I definitely remember that time, but it's just become so normal. The first YouTube video was posted 12 years ago, and have you guys seen this video? Okay, here, if you haven't, this is the very first YouTube ever posted to YouTube.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Monumental. I wonder if he would have had any idea how many views that would have. It actually, when I first started working on this talk, it had 39 million views. By the time I was coming here, it had 40 million views. And I just checked it backstage. It's now up to 40,220,000 views. It's the only video posted to this channel, even though there are 209,000 subscribers to that channel. They're just waiting for the second video. It's been 12 years. There's got to be something good in the works. All right, a few more statistics here. On YouTube, there are 300 hours of video uploaded every minute. 5 billion videos are watched every day. And I did the math. It would take, the average person would have to watch a video for 17 hours a day for their entire lifetime to watch what's uploaded in one day to YouTube. So this is pretty significant. On Facebook, we have 1.94 billion users, monthly active users, but 83 million of those are fake profiles. We'll talk about fake social media in a little bit. On Twitter, there's 6,000 tweets per second. That's 350,000 tweets per minute, 500 million tweets per day, and 200 billion tweets per year. These are numbers that we can't even grasp. We can't even fathom what that means. My favorite tweet is from this this character. There's only 4 tweets on this channel. It's Frankfurter. So there are 2 kind of throwaway tweets, and then okay, check this out. In 2009, He posts, "I see you shiver with Antissa." And then 5 years later, finishes the joke. And hasn't posted anything since. That is patience for a joke. 5 years. Oh, I love it. It's so good. So on Instagram, there are 95 million photos shared every day. Like if you told somebody in the 1920s that there were 95 million photos, they wouldn't believe that. I'm not a history person, but that's a lot. 95 million photos shared every day. Snapchat, it would take you 793 years to watch every snap that's made in a single day. Right? I love social media, and that I'm so excited to be able to give this talk because social media has been such a great thing for me. I love being able to connect with people. I love to be able to follow what people are up to. I am able to, you know, see what my buddies' kids are up to or my relatives that I've kind of lost touch with, and I can check in with them every once in a while, find out how things are going. We can comment back and forth, keep in touch. I can see what random people ate for lunch. That's not an advantage, but it's definitely something that's there. Stop posting food, guys. Nobody wants to see your food. No, nobody cares. I don't want to be negative on social media because I think it is a great thing, but I do want to be careful that kind of what that video was hinting towards earlier is a lot of times the screen can become more important than the person in front of us. So kind of before I talk about the strengths of social media and some of the great ways that we can use it, I do want to point out a friend of mine, he had a rule that he would never pull out a phone when there was a person in front of him. That was his rule. He said, "I don't want anybody to feel like a phone is more important than a person." Now, granted, there's a person on the other side of that phone, but how many times are we in a conversation with somebody like, "Oh, here, just a minute, I got to check this," or "I want to see what that text message was," or "it might be important." Now, if your mom is calling you or texting you, take the call. But otherwise, I think it's important to be present. My brother decided to do an experiment, and he documented it, and he put together a little video. It's called hashtag stealing time. So check this out.
In high school, I wrote a paper about one line of a movie that I found intriguing. It was a line spoken by the character Tyler Durden in the movie Fight Club. He said, "The things you own end up owning you." 10 years later, and I ran into that quote again, but this time from the original author. You see, that quote came from St. Cyprian over 1,700 years ago. He said simply, "His money owns him instead of him owning his money." When I wrote the paper 10 years ago, I talked about having too many guitars and instruments, but that's not what I struggle with today. Today I struggle with being owned by a mortgage, student debt, and a whole bunch of cameras. But if I'm really being honest about what steals my time and attention, it's my devices that are constantly attached to my left hand. I'm professionally on the internet. All my work and a lot of my leisure is brought by the ones and zeros coming through a screen. So this is my story of spending the week trying to be owned less by the things I own. The ground rules. No Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, podcast. Phone is used only as a phone. Seems simple, not that difficult. But on the first day, on 4 different occasions, I opened up a new tab and started typing Facebook.com. Some good things came of it. I took a kid to the store instead of headphones. Over the week, I got reacquainted with old things and discovered new things. My phone battery lasted all day. I wrote more with a pen and paper. I had more time to think. I prayed a Hail Mary at a stoplight rather than looking at Pinterest. I found other vices to fill in for the ones I gave up. I had a birthday and actually had to enjoy it with the people around me, notification free. Oh, and I forgot to mention, that wasn't the most important birthday this week. This is my son, my baby boy, P.O. Anthony. Yeah. One of the greatest moments of my life, and it happened to be at a time that I decided not to share far and wide. It was hard, and I don't think it was bad that I wanted to share such a great joy with those who couldn't be near. I get so much out of my online communities. My job wouldn't exist without it. But this experiment was a wake-up call. When I walk into a casino, I can see the vice really clearly. But my vice is more subtle, which might make it more dangerous. It's the same pleasure center in my brain ringing from a retweet as the little jackpot slowly draining the pocketbook of the person at the casino. Pope Francis talked about an openness to letting God encounter us in the little moments. He said to waste time with your children, and I've managed to eliminate almost all the little moments of my day, filling each of them with feeds and podcasts. If I was stealing a candy bar from the store, it would be obvious. I would know just what to confess. But this has been a gradual taking. It was 2 months after I wrote that paper that I signed onto Facebook for the first time. And a few years later, it ended up in my pocket. And it didn't take long to end up within arm's reach 24 hours a day. When I don't leave time to think and reflect, I take away every opportunity for God to guide my life. And I want that back. Taking that back. I really didn't miss that much. No one was angry that I didn't respond. I didn't miss out on anything life-changing on YouTube, and I actually made more things. I started by saying I'm professionally online. And while most of my work is ultimately exhibited online, I call myself an artist, a creator, not a social media consumer. You'll still find me on Instagram, but I'm trying to make sure there's only one person that I let run my life. And his name is not Mark Zuckerberg.
So how do we use social media, and how does social media use us? Because social media should enhance our human reactions, not replace our human interactions. Social media should enhance our relationships, not replace them. So a lot of you stood up for using Facebook, and Facebook, you probably know this, but you don't see every post that everybody posts in the order that they posted them. Facebook has an algorithm that everybody's trying to game and figure out that posts the things that Facebook thinks that you're most interested in seeing, right? So if you like your friends' posts all the time and you're constantly commenting on them and sharing them, then you're more likely to see their future posts. And if you never comment or like or share any of your uncle's posts, Facebook is going to start showing you those less, right? So it's kind of this algorithm. Well, they did this experiment, this Facebook experiment. They took, in 2012, 700,000 people. They divided them up into two groups. One group, they took their feed and they analyzed all of the posts that were coming in. And if the posts were mostly positive, you know, like, hey, having a great day, it's so good to be alive, then they would take those out of your feed. So you were seeing primarily negative posts from people, at least a disproportionately large amount, right? The other half of the people, they did the exact opposite. They took out the negative posts so that you would see primarily positive posts. And this was the experiment. What would happen? They found out that the people that were receiving primarily positive posts started to post positive things. And the people that were receiving primarily negative posts were posting primarily negative things. Proving what they were trying to figure out is that people were influenced by their feed. I think a lot of times we try to pretend like this isn't true. We want to say like, oh no, I am my beautiful, unique snowflake. I'm not affected by the weather around me. But the snowflake melts in the sun. Just ask Olaf. Jim Rohn said that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And he was talking about actual people that you actually spend time with. And as I look back in my life and I see the people that I hung out with, I can see how this was true in my life. That when I was hanging out with negative people, I started making poor decisions. And when I was hanging out with some really holy, awesome, rock star Catholics, I started making much better decisions. And I think as time has gone on and social media has become more part of our lives, that has become our major influence. Some of those actual personal relationships have been replaced by social media, by podcasts, by movies, by the screens or the audio that we consume. And so we become the average of what we spend the most time consuming. One of the great things about social media is you have the ability to curate what you receive. You can affect this. So if somebody is primarily negative, you can unfollow them. You can unfriend them. And if there's somebody out there that is really a positive influence, a ministry or something like that, you can like their page. You can follow them. You can get their goodness coming at you. It's good to have different perspectives. Like, we don't necessarily want to have everybody agrees with everything that we have to say. It's good to have different perspectives. But if somebody is a negative influence on you, and you start thinking negative thoughts as a result of that, then maybe it's time to cut them off. Also, we want to be careful because not everything that's posted on the internet is true or real. Sometimes the way people curate their lives, we get a false impression of what real life is like. And then we start comparing ourselves to other people. There was a post, this guy posted a picture of Meriwether with all of this money around him. And he comments, he said, in 2015, he couldn't pay his taxes. But he's bragging about how much money he has here. Like, there's this illusion that people put forth on social media. Selena Gomez said, I usually will take 20 to 30 selfies and pick the best one to post. And if none of them are good enough, I don't post anything. 20 to 30 selfies. This isn't true. I just made it up. But you believed it. Like this idea of I'm seeing somebody's life, but we're seeing a completely inaccurate picture of it. And that idea of somebody taking 20 to 30 selfies before posting something, you're like, yeah, that seems legit. So then we see all these other people's lives and they look perfect. Like the pictures are perfect, the comments are perfect. People go back and they'll delete something if it didn't get enough likes out of their Instagram post. And so we're left with this false view of reality. And then we start comparing ourselves to other people, but we're comparing ourselves to a fictitious person. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves to one another anyway. St. Paul says this to the Corinthians. He says, you know, you are the body of Christ, and the foot can't compare itself to the hand. The nose can't compare itself to the eye. That's ridiculous. They have different purposes. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves to one another, much less comparing ourselves to some fictitious person that doesn't actually exist. So, curate what you follow. Screen out the negative. Bring in the good. But also be aware of what you're posting. How can we make social media an opportunity to elevate the people around us? Your friends, your family, the people that follow you on social media. How can you elevate them? How can you be that good influence on them? How can you be the person that cheers them up? That helps them to question their faith and realize new truths, to evangelize through social media. So a few don'ts. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't let others drag you down. Don't put the screen before a person. Don't be a bully on social media. This is a huge issue right now. Don't let yourself be bullied on social media. This can be easier than said, but find good ways, outlets. Do be yourself. Be honest. That doesn't necessarily, you know, always post when you're depressed or something like that, but we are imperfect people. We have good days, we have bad days. We have good hair days, we have bad hair days. Just cut it off, whatever. Be yourself. Stay connected to people. It's a great opportunity, a way to keep connected. Affirm the good in others. When you see something positive posted, like it, share it with others. Support worthy causes and ministries. Be inspired by them. Follow inspirational people that are going to be challenging you in your faith. And then evangelize with the social media. That doesn't mean you have to always be in your people's face about Catholicism. It's just posting something positive or maybe an inspirational quote from a saint or from the Bible every once in a while. But also just a little bit of joy. I see businesses are doing this. Wendy's, if you ever follow Wendy's, they've got a couple of funny things. Can we jump to the, yeah. Somebody asked Wendy's, my friend wants to go to McDonald's. What should I tell him? Find new friends. Yeah. It's okay. Be fun. Be yourself. If you're not funny, can you find me the nearest McDonald's? A picture of a trash can. Oh. So I'm going to issue a challenge. We're going to take some time to be active on social media. Some of you have phones with you. If you don't, find somebody that has a phone. And for each of the fun, okay, I'm going to do two challenges, and you're going to have 1 minute for each challenge. And then we're going to start a different thing, okay? So get your phones out for a second. In a few seconds, I'm going to give you 1 minute. And in that minute, I want you to unfollow three people. Just say, all right, that's enough. This is not a positive experience. Okay, are you ready? 1 minute, starting now. Find three people to unfollow on your social media platform of choice. On Facebook, you can unfollow without unfriending. So you can still be friends but not see their feed. What? How many people don't have internet inside this building? Perfect. Perfect. 20 seconds. This might be a celebrity. Might be your cousin Joe. Might be your youth minister. Just kidding. All right. Now, I'm going to give you another minute, 1 minute, to follow three people that are going to be a positive influence. All right? I've got a couple suggestions. If you go to kylehyman.com/STL, I've got a list of everybody that's here at the conference, all the speakers here at the conference. There's also Pope Francis up there. We've got Steubenville, Lifeteen. You can just click on it and follow them right there if that makes it easier. Find three people to follow. 1 minute. Men can follow those Catholic men is a pretty cool site. Women, you might like The Blessed Is She on social media. Check them out. Follow your youth group. Follow your parish. Follow Stubi STL if you're not already following that. Follow your priest. Yes. Lifeteen is a good one. Follow somebody that you met here that's pretty cool. Okay, 3 seconds. All right. The next one, I've got 4 challenges. If you do all 4 of them, you get a prize. You get 2 minutes for each challenge. Are you ready? First challenge, 2 minutes. Post a selfie on Instagram or Twitter using the following hashtags. Hashtag StubbySTL, hashtag Elevate Social Media, hashtag StubbySelfie. We're going to show these up on the screen in a little bit. You have 2 minutes. Selfie, make a nice comment. I'm having so much fun. StubbySTL is the coolest thing I've ever been to. Making new friends. Pick out just the right filter. This could get out of hand. All right. I wanted to give you a little bit more time so you can just compose it just right. Get the hashtags in there. Tag some people. I know, you need Wi-Fi. Tag at StubbySTL. Tag at go, the number 2, Steubenville. Got 40 seconds, 40 seconds. Yeah. 25 seconds.
Everyone get in this.
Eight seconds. 3 seconds. Okay, challenge number 2. And a special prize for the first person to come up here with their phone wallpaper lock screen changed to a saint quote, a Bible quote, a Catholic image, something like that. Oh, they already got it. Oh, what's your name? Jacob wins. Okay. See me afterwards. I got a CD for you. Good job. Okay, you have 2 minutes to change your lock screen. If you go to kylehyman.com/STL, Cassie Pease, there's a link right there. She's got some cool images right there. You can do a Google image search, swap out your image. Do an image search for a saint quote. Do an image search for whatever, something Catholic. But there's some cool ones if you just click on that link. Mobile wallpapers. This will be a constant reminder for you. Every time you turn on your phone, a prayer, a message of inspiration, an image that inspires you, something to turn that turning on your phone reaction into a potential for prayer, a potential to lift you up. If you already did it, you could post on social media that you just changed your background or... Who thinks they have the coolest one? Yeah. I actually have to do this myself. If somebody wants to share their internet connection with this guy, just share your login and password for your Wi-Fi hotspot. 8 seconds. The next one is going to be tag a friend in a post, somebody that isn't here. Share how much fun you're having. Tell them that you're praying for them. Don't be mean about it. Don't be mean about it. Make them want to come next year. Share this with a friend. It could be a personal message. You could send a text message. It can be a direct message. It can be a public post that you tag them in. You do multiple people. We want to challenge the people that didn't come to come next year. Share something that you learned. Share why you're having fun here. Okay, the next one's gonna get crazy. So you have 1 minute and 20 seconds to do this. And then we're just gonna lose it. It's gonna go nuts. Just as a heads up. Okay, while you're doing that, the next one, I really want to show how much fun everybody's having here. So you're going to do a picture or a video of a dance party. So finish up in 50 seconds. We're going to have a dance party. We're going to go all out. Document it. You can do live stream. Post some video on Snapchat. Oh, by the way, hey. On Snapchat, there's a filter for this conference. There's a Stubi STL filter on Snapchat. Don't forget to use that every once in a while. Twenty seconds for the dance party. You'll have a little over 3 minutes to film your dance party and post it to social media. Don't forget the hashtags, StubiSTL, Elevate Social Media. Are we ready? All right, let's go. Challenge number four. We're gonna have some music here. Get your dancing and then get your pose going. All right, good job, everybody. I can't wait to watch all these videos. Don't forget to check it out. Share your experience with others using social media. You can be a good influence on people. You can share your faith and not be awkward. We can have fun and show people how much fun things like this are so that they'll want to come and experience this great opportunity. Okay? So follow at StubbySTL. Tag things with the hashtag throughout the weekend and share this with other people. All right, let's close in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear God, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to evangelize, that we have to share our faith with other people through this medium. Help us to use it wisely. Help us to share your love for us with other people. To whom much is given, much is expected. Help us to use the tools that we've been given to do good in this world. And help us to not be dragged down by others, but find good influences in the social media that we use. It's in your name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you did all four, I told you you'd get a prize. There's a free download of a ukulele song called Space Cadet that I wrote. So if you either go to that website or you text Space Uke to 44222, you can get a free download of that song. Thanks, everybody. God bless. Can't wait to see your dancing videos.
In the ocean, I'm ankle deep. I feel the waves crashing on my feet. It's like I know where I need to be, but I can't figure out, yeah, I can't figure out just how much air I will need to breathe. When your tide rushes over me, there's only one way to figure out. But will you let me drown? Yeah, will you let me drown? I just want something beautiful to touch me. I know that I'm married, 'cause I am down on my knees. I'm waiting for something beautiful. Oh, 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 something beautiful. And the water and quick, and for years I was scared of it. We can't be sure when it will subside, so I won't leave your side. No, I can't leave your side. Hey, now this is my desire, consuming like a fire, 'cause I just want something beautiful. A fire, 'cause I just want something beautiful to touch me. Something beautiful.
little bit of old school for it. That goes a little something like this. I always tried to be the flyest kid on the block, the popular one with the rising stock. So that's when I had this bright idea.
For the party of the month,
now the party of the year. All the fine girls couldn't turn it down. Now all I gotta do is get my parents out. Should I send them to a movie?
Nah, send them to a show.
Let me think, it's gotta be long though. I said, Mom, Dad, yo, why you sitting home? It's a Friday night, have you seen Aunt Jo? And don't worry about staying out too long. Don't fuss over me, I'll be fine alone. Have a good time, the doorbell rings, cause the party's here. I'm cranking up the stereo like it's New Year's. Walking around the house like, who's the man?
Ain't nobody do it like Eric can.
First on the floor, you know that's me. Busting at the moves like it's MTV. I guess somewhere along I lost my head. Then I jumped on the table, this is what I said. People all around, you got to.
I'll get it.
Everyone together, sing it loud.
I'll get it.
Jump all around, come on.
I'll get it.
What?
I'll get it.
Say it again.
I'll get it.
People all around, you got to.
I'll get it.
From the left to the right, make noise.
I'll get it.
Here we go now, come on.
I'll get it.
What?
I'll get it.
What? What?
What? Na 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 na.
Come on, here we go. Ha ha. Come with it. Woo. Here we go.
I'll get it.
I'll
get it.
Things are going great, then to my surprise, some people walked in I didn't recognize. I said, fellas, yo, you gotta get out.
Hey man, I heard this was an open house.
Open house?
Yeah, that's what the flyer said.
I didn't put a flyer.
Well, somebody did.
Then walked in the girl I'm crushing, and the kid spilled juice on my mom's new cushion. I turned around, another kid broke a lamp.
I hope they're more expensive.
They got the new friends. For now, I won't sweat it. I'm cleaning it up later. There's a honey over there, and I really wanna meet it. People all around, you got to. Everyone together, sing it loud.
Here is our king, here is our love, here is our king.
hats need a beat. Like a wake needs a sleep. Like a pen needs a page to the right. You need a mistake. So much love in you. You got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. Strike all the bells, hit them hard, make them all yell. Celebrate, infatuate, like a song, yeah. So much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. You got so much love in you. You got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true.
Everything I say and do, everything I am to you, oh, I pray that you will know, oh, whatever is good in me, whatever there's joy to see, hear me say, it's not my own. In his hands, he gave me life. But you know I won't forget what he's done for me, and that I'm